Hey, what's up? I'm Abraham the Alien, and welcome to my first episode of The Alien Experience. Today I want to talk about some thoughts I've been having. So basically, it is 12:37 a.m. Monday, and or Tuesday morning. I just had these thoughts, right? On my YouTube channel, I make skits and stuff, and for school I have to make a stop motion. So me and my friend McAllister Steer, we're going to make a stop motion together on the weekend, and we're hoping to finish it on the weekend, but that might not happen because, you know, stop motions take a long ass time. So if you want to see a stop motion soon, please go check out my channel, Abraham the Alien. I've also been thinking about other things. I've been watching Penguin Zero or Moist Critical. I was watching his K's Cooking episodes, and they're very funny. I really like them a lot, and I like making those kind of videos as well, but I like putting more effort into my videos, making them feel like they actually mean something instead of me reacting to a video. I like Penguin Zero, I like what Moist Critical is doing, and I hope he does more of what he does. Today I did a math test, I think. Yes, I did do a math test. I think I did good. Only missed a few questions, mainly because I didn't do well studying for them. But I think overall, I will pass the test. Not with a D or a F, but, you know, a B, C, A maybe. Probably not A, probably B or C. Who knows? Only time can tell. I'm right now staring at my movie collection, 'cause, man, it's growing. I'm over 60 movies now. Started working on it 3 years ago. Started writing reviews and stopped. I should probably pick up on that again. There's one movie in my collection that I've not watched, and that's Not Another Teen Movie, unrated. And the only reason why I haven't is because my parents don't want me to watch it at all. I was thinking of watching it without them knowing, but, you know, not gonna, so yay. My birthday's also coming up, October 17th. I'm thinking of getting Pokemon cards, maybe. I don't know. Movies, definitely. I know I'm going to get Alien Isolation, the PS4 game, since I'm almost at 100 subs on YouTube, and all I need is 100 subs to be able to play Alien Isolation, because that's what I told Alien Gang. The fundamentals of Alien Gang are actually very simple. It's a place where people are kind to each other, where we don't fight, we don't bicker, we just chill out, play video games, watch gaming content, message each other on Discord, play Among Us. By the way, Among Us is such a good game. Like, I didn't expect it to blow up. I saw that game back in 2018 on the App Store, and I never thought it was going to blow up, right? But it has. It really has. Which is crazy. It really is crazy. I never thought that was actually going to happen. But, you know, yeah. Among Us is pretty fun. I play with a bunch of my friends, Hazardous Reptile, Mawmane, Solo D-Boy, Dusk, GGBots or GGGoose, and Jin. We play Among Us a lot, and it's a lot of fun. Oh, don't want to forget about Darkness. Darkness, I also play with Darkness. And we play that a lot, and it's a lot of fun. Among Us deserves the fame and fortune that it has right now. Can't wait to see Among Us 2. It better be good. Better have good mechanics, better not be broken. So, if it's bad, I am going to be upset. And it's not going to be pretty. I'm gonna go crazy. I'm going to rant on YouTube. Going to go crazy. So, yeah, that's all I can really think about right now on this lovely morning where no one else is awake besides me. My dog is laying in her bed right over here. Hey, Nan. Yeah, she doesn't want to. She's tired. She's going to sleep. I should probably get to bed as well. But, you know, I'm an owl. I'm an owl kind of person. I mean, I am Libra. And in your daily horoscope, a Libra is an owl, apparently. Even though I don't really stand by that. But it kind of fits me because I stay up at night. Because, nighttime is just the best time. And no one can tell me any different. Nighttime is just the best time. It really is. It really is a fun time. I get to work without anybody screaming and yelling. I get to hang out without anyone screaming or yelling. I can watch videos without anyone screaming or yelling, worrying about what I'm doing in my room. So yeah, basically I just don't like people screaming or yelling or getting in my business and bursting my bubble, my imaginary bubble that wraps around my body. Don't want anyone to get too close to me, especially during this epidemic is way worse than a pandemic, so don't get it mixed up, because you might make people scream and yell around and stuff, and they'll be like, oh, it's an epidemic, oh, when it's actually not, it's a pandemic, so it's not as bad. Hopefully I'm not wrong, hopefully I'm not crazy. I think pandemic is not as bad as an epidemic, but I might be wrong, so... Sorry if I'm wrong about that. I just don't remember, to be honest. Let me get a sip of Ice Mountain water, which is 100% natural spring water. Speaking of water, I was thinking of Nestle recently. And I was like, why does Nestle have such a bad rep? And I looked into it. It's because they condone child labor. And they said that water is not a natural human right. Which, by the way, is just insanity, but it could be just a misread for the translation of the person. Let me get a sip of this great water. Ah, delicious. Absolutely fantastic. Those Old Spice ads that's going around with the one lady from Modern Family and the other dude that's like, oh, I keep my deodorant and my shampoo away from my wife. I find it really cringy because at the very end, they stare blankly at, obviously, a person off screen. And it's very strange and I don't like it. Like, he closes they're like, no, it's my Old Spice. And he closes the lid to it and they just both stare. They both stare. Blankly, and it's like they're robots. They just haven't been booted up. It's weird. I don't like it. Those Spice ads, Old Spice ads are scary. I just remembered recently as well. There's a book made by James Patterson, called iFunny, and I totally forgot that the book was called iFunny. The book is amazing, but whenever I hear iFunny, all I think is the watermark iFunny and the website iFunny, the most unfunniest place on earth. What happened to James Patterson? What does he do now? What does he do now? I haven't heard really much after the one movie about the angel women or something. Maximum Ride. After Maximum Ride, the movie, I haven't heard anything from him, so. Hope he's doing good, I guess. What else should I talk about? I to be honest, I don't need to really talk about anything else. But yeah, that's pretty much it for today. By the way, the day is September 29th, 2020. It is now 12:47 a.m. Tuesday. So yeah, see you in the next one. Bye bye.